nak akuk berotaganan dulu arek tengwirak ai parak to ma seneng sulun dulu arek ning suruma randang atakatuk tapku dulu arek uba gua ai panitun ai panitam beta tek ai simbiosut tengah kado waktu tek ai paga uma tsumarak ibiatok kanok ya abruma ai pama sulunga sumuk pilunga nalat na ya wa ataka nunam kan ugarlanga kan utok ayo pak pada am iglirim tai mana sinamme nabak tubak bakatka nabak tubak yung tagak patok siluk pame ako buo taktab runga ako buo ame sumaril to kanok kuya ako na kubhlaong sumuk to ako na kubhlaong sungme kekayo rak kub na yaka ako na tamang na atago kailang ako na pagigalo mangigalo ubralaka kaman na ubralaka kasagliat tagake man kasagliat ambe ako buga ame imna tuwa ka abong ang tuwa ka sik milyon na tuwa ka okluwa ka man na nabak tuwa siok uitok nangwaim nabak tuwa aglatabro uut nagakpag ibong nagakpapis kapag tatok si maga uwag man na taksoak asong sulo uwag kapag pa nga utaktok utak ame nulian ni piya kapag tatok ang subtay ma kanukyak nabrak ugakayak tuko nabrawaso ilang ako kunang nailak nabram tanakat ngutok ulerun tay mana kasawa nabrawasok sinan iglong wakunang nailak agum na pao na sumalo to iga kaya ka pobra lunga sama tabra na ikalwa naluktok naluk ami pobra tak Agudin na yung napumubat sa toon. Kikayo rago kwa tapko. Pumubat sa toon. Kaya talong nalo. Sinatama na ang ame kaksok. Kaya ame. Tama nga. Tama na sunami. Mutka na mingo ka. Ipsa to kalong. Kaya katakasam na uwaktaan. Nabrawak. Pilak. Agratab re inom imat na inom itiga tumarom ineng nga umok mo imakatok tabra ko tam na ugak si maga ape kakabak tatok palakan nga tana utak tok utak ame tani nuluya na kulit ya na mitabra pakasisuit lang nga kulit sam nang abro mo nga ipap nun kano kaya sa mga kung inganisiran amatan ihirak ang uyak kano kaya tan magbayak to ko aka una magbawto sa manupi ame tan kat mutok lulum na ang gua Inutalit namin kitap sa pagkat kakiyaktip aman ni Ziran ni. Inung nita aman ni Ziran ni. Kaso ka tap sa ikhira o na. Tama na kitkan. Kitkan makwasi ka. Aksa namang. Ukto akalugutap rong ingwin ng. Tay mali ka. Kuga ka. Makna kuka makna kat ngutip ko kat ngutip ko kakbito ko ba magata sama ikhlep tuha takuan ini tengah nun. Iklan iklan nok nok si tak ita tak pemah mak makaga. Tena kat utok. Iklan ni ayu barang nane aktu ya kau letaga. Kan aku sama mak makaga. Iklan ni sama aku kaya kau nak lirik ko. Mana ura tua mon. Iliga, ili amil, tada mo itatok, angit tiyata. Makmahutan tamra, angit namiyong ko. Akra na tako, misakay kanang mene. Misakakluit. Sik milyo na liim na. Tao kung utaro mo makmahamin, tilaw tiya, makmahaka unuyakak. Kaya ka, iluwakan maat na magmasimua sa makuk maat na muli. Kunang naraktik, kikitip aman tisawraan, ikirak. Tapos ako kikayo sa magmaga ka. Maat na ko ilumun magmaga. Utang niwa suami, nulian na kulit ka. Tamam na ay pani, kulisato ka. Tapos mga kuliah sama ni mak mana tu uya kamu ikhir sama amma amma kena kuliah tu gua kau lupa tegum angka kat utara tapi angka kanu me aida tu uya semua me pik papuk saya tak tam lai paga tapi
this is another story of Queenie Milligrap. She was born from Daimid and moved to Teller. The story is about from the mainland about old man and old woman and a young lady who always work for his parents. Once there was old man and old woman and their daughter, very beautiful daughter. The daughter always work for her parents because they don't have no man to do it for them. So the beautiful woman always go out hunting because her dad was very old, can't hunt anymore. So the young lady, he always hunt for his parents. One day the beautiful lady, the old man's and old woman's daughter, went out along the coast, along the coast of Bering Strait. She walked along, looking for food like dead ugruk, seal, bowers, any kind of animal that would come from the sea, who died from the sea or something killed it. Washed to the shore, so she go out and look for one. Finally, not very long ways, she found a seal and brought it home. Well, after she brought it home, she skinned it and put the meat away. And the next day, she went out to hunt a caribou. They call it Tutuk in Eskimo. While she was out hunting the caribou, she went back home with the caribou. And she worked and worked. She worked at home and worked at the caribou and make skins and make clothes for his parents and herself. And one day she went out and came back home from hunting. She was getting pregnant. Well, she was scared to tell her parents how she was getting pregnant, so she never told them. Weeks and weeks come by. Her stomach got bigger and bigger. And finally, their parents start wondering. And the old man said to his wife, "Is it? My daughter is pregnant. There's nobody around who can make her pregnant. Nobody ever come here. Nobody knows that we're here. So finally the baby was born. When it was born, it was very, very handsome young child. It was a boy. So after she got a baby and she got strong enough to go out hunting, she went out doing the same thing, hunting and taking care of her parents. And the kid finally started crawling around the house. And one day, the kid grew up, started walking around, started running around the house. After he started running around the house, her parents really liked the kid, start babying that kid all day. When the beautiful young lady went out hunting, she always leave the baby home with their grandpa and grandma. While she was out hunting, and her grandpa was outside the porch and carving on things with his pocket knife or something. I was doing something, mind his own business. And he looked on the south side from his house and heard some dog sled coming. So he looked over. He don't have very good eyesight, so he don't know. He knows those. That's only dog team or something like. And the dog team was coming closer and closer. Pretty soon he can see it. He can see a reindeer, a real pure white reindeer with a man on it, taking along. And he came closer. The man came closer and closer. And then the old man started recognizing there's some things in the sled, lots of things. When he came closer, he said to the man, the stranger, the old man said, "Nobody ever visited us here. And what made you come here?" The stranger said, "I just came along from upper tundra, upper here. And they were talking. The beautiful woman went home and went in, didn't notice the man was there. And the grandpa didn't know she was in. And finally, the old man's wife started talking to his beautiful daughter. And the old man noticed that she was home. And she said to the stranger, said, "Come on in our house. My daughter will cook something for you, have something to eat." And the man agreed. He went in with the old man. After he went in to the house, he said to his daughter, he said, "Make something to eat for this stranger. Came from nowhere, seems like." And then after they eat, the man told the old man, said, and he said, "This is my kid, and I want to take my kid and this woman, beautiful woman, along with me to my village." And the old folks were happy and they agreed and start packing. Said to his young daughter, said, "Are you through packing?" And he said, "Yes." "And go ahead and go and be careful and take care of yourself." And the stranger said, "When they're with me there, I'll always be safe and sound." And they were packed in a sled with a reindeer, very pure white reindeer, started moving. After they started moving for a little ways, and the old folks start seeing deer start flying away through the sky. And they rode up and rode up, and pretty soon they were up so high in the sky that they didn't know where they were. They disappeared. And the beautiful lady didn't know this. And finally, they would go no help with the sky. And finally, they reached to this little hole in the sky. And they went in. There was another land up in the sky. And it was very beautiful. And they rode along for a while long time. And finally, the beautiful lady said, "I am hungry. I am thirsty, not hungry. I'm very thirsty." And the man said, "We can go a little ways. There's a little creek where you can drink water." And I said, "All right." And they start going again. They come up to this little creek, and this beautiful lady walked up to the creek and tried, you know, was going to drink water. Before she was just about drinking water, she saw a reflection in the water. Another lady was there. And she looked up before she take a drink of water, and she looked at her and said, "Where are you from? Where do you come from?" And he said, "The man who you gone with is my first husband," she said to the beautiful lady. And after she said that, she tried to drink water. She tried to drink water, and then after she tried to drink water, she don't know. And for a minute later, she wake up again. She was just a little teeny. The woman, the stranger, changed her to a little bug, a black bug. And the little beautiful woman who was changed to little black bug, she tried to crawl back where her husband was. Her husband was named Tetunga. Tetunga was that be a very, very beautiful woman's husband. But this other one who changed her to little bug was his girlfriend a long ago. But this woman have changed just exactly as her, but darker. But the beautiful woman was lighter than the other woman who changed her. So she looked at the sled and her husband and the kid. She saw the woman just changed like her, but she was darker. She tried crawl and crawl to that sled. But pretty soon she saw they were leaving. The woman got into the sled and they moved. So she said to herself, "I wonder what changed, what got to me, or what changed me." So she walked and shot, crawling toward where they were heading. So she crawled and crawled. Pretty soon she see lots of caribou. And she went toward the caribou. And she said to herself, "Maybe one of the caribou can stop, and so I can hop along their fur so I can hang on and go to my husband's house." So she waited and waited. She came to the point where all the herds were running. She came to the point where the leg can pick her up. And they start, they missed her, a lot of caribou missed her. And finally, one of the caribou just touched her skin with their feet and tore off the skin. After the caribou tore off the skin, she became herself again. She stand up and start walking and said to herself, "I don't know how long I'm going to walk. I think I'll go to this east." So she walked east. And she walked and walked and walked and walked. Pretty soon she came to the mountain. She climbed the mountain. An edge of the mountain, she caught the top of the mountain and looked down, and there was houses and village. So she walked down. Not very long, she came to this house. There were old lady and old woman. They were having Eskimo dance at the men's house. Every day they had Eskimo dance. So she walked into her husband's parents. They were old. And the old woman asked her, "Where are you from?" And she told, "Tunga is my husband," said the beautiful lady. "And what happened?" he said. When we stopped for a drink of water, there was another woman, a darker woman than I am, was there and changed me to a little black bug." And the old woman understood what she meant. And she started feeding her. After she feed her, she said to her, "I'll make you some clothes. I can patch up some fur and make you a parkie." So the old woman started sewing the parkie. After she showed and sewed, after the parkie was done, she put a very fine rough, best fox fur, wolf fur of the land. She had a very, very big rough. And the old lady told the beautiful lady that, "I am going to send you back to your husband and do what I say." And she wait. The next day came, they were having Eskimo dance again. Tunga and his wife, the darker wife that changed, that was a bug before that changes beautiful lady into a bug. So every time when Tunga hugs his wife, the beautiful lady felt it, because the Tunga's wife was darker and his real wife was whiter and beautiful, more beautiful than the woman who changed her. And finally, the old lady said, "Go out and get some reindeer fat so we can make some Eskimo ice cream for Tunga. So you can go over and give it to her." And she made it and gave it to her. When the parka was ready, she put it on. It was big roof. And the old lady told the beautiful lady to put this big roof and hide her face when you go into the men's house. Before you go into the men's house, bring the Eskimo ice cream first and in the house, and you go in and put your roof over you, hide your face. She went over, and they were done. She went over to the men's house where they're having big Eskimo dances. And pretty soon, everybody was dancing away. And the beautiful lady brought in the Eskimo ice cream first before she went in. She hid herself, as she was told by the old woman, and got in and crawled right toward Tunga, her husband, and the other lady who changed her. And Tunga finally came to near to Tunga, and Tunga wanted to know how she looks, what brought her here. So she got he grabbed hold of the big roof and flipped it up and saw his beautiful wife. And Tunga got mad, and he was holding the other woman, the darker one, threw her on the floor. And after she was thrown on the floor, she changed back to the black bug. She crawled and crawled and crawled and fell down. The man said, "No wonder the woman of the villages were talking about my wife. This woman was darker. She was supposed to be a very beautiful woman, they thought. And she was, and this guy was, this Tunga was wrong." And he told his wife that Tung and the other wife of his girlfriend used to be, he told him that every time she saw her mukluk, the stitches was going smaller and smaller and smaller. That's how he noticed. And he noticed by the baby who cried all the time. on the way to home. After Tung told everybody that he was going back to her in-laws' house, he went back to in-laws and to find nobody there. There were no houses left. The old parents were dead. They've been died off long ago. There were no house left anymore. Probably he said probably that woman who turned into bug did it. So they went back home. And Tunga and the son and a beautiful wife lived there all their life. And Tunga was happy to give God his wife back. And that was it.